Welcome to Birch Ridge Community Church. My name is Milt, and I'm really glad that you are here today as we continue in our series entitled Identity. A couple weeks ago, we talked about our identity as ambassadors, and we learned that we are God's ambassadors, sent by God from heaven to earth, representing the true King of all kings. Last week, Pastor Jacob brought a great message reminding us that we are more than conquerors through Christ, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. And today we're going to look at part of our identity, that we are God's masterpiece. But before we jump into the message, I'm going to ask you to help me recite our family declaration. Everybody say it really loud and proud with me, okay? Here we go. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Therefore, I will hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Man, you guys sound awesome. Good job. Would it surprise any of y'all to know that I have dealt with some like insecurities over the years in my life, like quite seriously. Even in ministry, I think about, and some of y'all are probably familiar with the story of Joyce, but I'm going to tell it anyway because it's funny. But when I first got into the ministry, I wasn't ordained and I didn't know very much. And now I'm ordained and I still don't know very much, but you know, that's a whole nother sermon. But I always had this dream when I went into the ministry that, you know, like you see it, maybe it's more a liturgical kind of scenario. It's a little vision dream that at least it was planted in my head of when church got over, the pastor, this big family, warm feeling, you know, the pastor would go to the door and people would leave and give hugs and handshakes and you wish him a good week and, you know, great job, good message today, pastor, and stuff like that. And I just had that picture, right? But yet, when I first started preaching, I would stand behind a pulpit with my hands in my pockets, and I would look like this, and I would like not even hardly move my head, you know, and just scared to death. As a matter of fact, some of y'all, I didn't even tell this in the first story because it was a little more gross, I suppose. But there was many times early on we were meeting in a middle school commons. And many times before I would actually get up to preach, I would go into the bathroom and throw up. Like, seriously, I was so intimidated and scared and insecure. Of course, I don't do that anymore. Now I just throw up just a little bit and swallow it. but seriously, when I finished a sermon, I would be like, oh, man. And I wouldn't go to the door because I didn't want people to lie and, like, good message, right? And so I would just kind of get lost. I would blend into the woodwork. I would disappear, go back into the bathroom, whatever. I just didn't go to the door. And then I remember, though, there was this one particular moment. I don't remember what the message was or anything like that, but as I was getting done, I had this feeling like that one wasn't too bad. You know, maybe okay. I think today's the day I'm going to go to the door and shake people's hands. So I couldn't wait to get done because I knew I was going to beeline for that door. I couldn't wait. I was ready for someone to say, great message, pastor. And so I get done and I go, shoo, zoom right to the door. And of course, the first person that comes to the door is probably somebody that's sitting close to the back, and that was Joyce. And so I'm sitting there, I wipe my hands off, I'm ready to shake hands, and she comes up and she places her hand on my shoulder and she says, nice try. Keep it up. One day you'll be a great preacher. Right? But maybe you feel like that today, or maybe you have felt like that at some point in your life where you're like, you don't feel like you measure up. You just don't feel adequate. Like, you thought maybe you'd be farther along in life than you are. You thought maybe you'd be more successful than you are, and you just feel inadequate. Let me start off this morning by saying, if you're here, if you're a follower of Jesus and you hear that, you're listening to the wrong voice, okay? No doubt about it, you're listening to the wrong voice. Because the truth is, that used to describe you. Before Christ, you weren't good enough. You weren't adequate. Before Christ, Yeah, you were a mess, but you are a new creation in Christ, and everything is brand new. You are more than adequate. You are good enough. Consider the words of Paul in Ephesians chapter 2. If you have your Bible, turn there. Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to read the first five verses for this part here. It says, "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God." Now, when you see the words that are bolded or whatever, I want you to read them loud with me, okay? All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God, isn't it a great way to start a sentence? But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Whew. Paul made it very clear that without Christ, we were dead. Before Christ, we were guilty of disobedience and sins and subject to God's anger, subject to God's wrath. But the good news is all of that can change in a moment through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen? In fact, with Christ, write this down, we are God's masterpiece. With Christ, we are God's masterpiece. Now, when you know who you are, you'll know what to do, right? Say that one more time. When I start, you'll say you'll know what to do, okay? When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. We say that over and over, but it's so important for us to get it. Because when we understand our identity, it allows us to act in the graces and the gifts that God has gifted us with, and we will know what it is that we're supposed to be doing with our lives. And the same is true. You are the masterpiece of God. And when you understand your identity as his masterpiece, he reveals to you what it is that you are supposed to do for our good and his glory with your life, okay? You are the masterpiece of God, and when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. We'll say in Ephesians in chapter 2, and we're going to skip down a few verses to verse 8. It says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. Let's say this together. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. One more time. Here we go with that sentence. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we could do the good things he planned for us long ago. Very good. Who are you? If you are in Christ, you are God's masterpiece. Let's say this, repeat after me. I am God's masterpiece. One more time. I am God's masterpiece. He created us brand new in Christ to do the good things that he prepared for us to do long ago. Please listen very carefully. Don't miss this. Don't get things mixed up, okay? We're not made new because we do good things. We do good things because we have been made new. Amen? Paul, he made it clear. He goes, inside of me, there's nothing good. Right? The only thing good inside of me is Jesus. I don't do good things in order to be saved. I am saved, and therefore I do good things. It's his spirit in us that allows that to happen. You can't earn or work your way to heaven. It is an incredible, absolutely free gift of God. Amen? Turn to somebody and say, God is good. You are God's... Did I say something wrong? Okay. I was like, I have a couple people looking at me like, what did you just say? I'm like, make sure I didn't say something wrong. You are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he has prepared for us long ago. I love the bumper sticker that says, God don't make junk. It's not very grammatically correct, but so spot on with the truth. God doesn't make junk, right? You are the masterpiece of God, and God wants you to believe this, because once you know who you are as his masterpiece, you'll know what it is you're supposed to do with your life to bring him honor and glory. I have three quick points, and then we're going to get on with Mother's Day, okay? Three quick thoughts, and I want them to sink deep into your spirit this morning. So number one, as God's masterpiece, you were created for the master's purpose. As God's masterpiece, you were created for the master's purpose. Y'all do realize you have a purpose in life, right? A God-sized purpose, right? You have a purpose, and it's a God-sized purpose. Let's look at how incredibly awesome God is with this passage of scripture from Psalm 139. Flip there. Psalm 139, and we're going to read verses 13 through 17. How awesome this is. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. Think about this. There has never been a more opportune moment for you to be born with your gifts, your skills, your knowledge, your abilities, than the very moment that God chose to bring you into this world. Did you realize that? There has never been a moment in all of history that was more significant, more poignant, more perfect for you to be born with the gifts and knowledge and skills and abilities than the very moment that he chose for you to be born. How cool is our God? Oh my goodness. He has created you for such a time as this to make a difference in the world for his honor and his glory. The problem with this is so many people don't believe or don't realize that they are God's masterpiece. Yet truth remains the truth whether we believe it or not. Amen? You are God's masterpiece. And that is a truth that whether you accept it, believe it, or recognize it or not, it's still truth. Number two. As God's masterpiece, you have everything you need to do everything God wants you to do. This is an important one. Don't let this one slip by you. As God's masterpiece, you have everything you need to do everything God wants you to do. 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 3. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. For example, when God called Moses to lead the people of Israel out of Egyptian captivity, Moses did not believe that he was God's masterpiece. You realize that, right? Moses was like, God, I'm not a really good leader. I'm not a really good speaker. I really think you should bring in someone else. I don't think I'm the one. Watch what God did. God went, oh, you're right. I thought you were the one. I could have sworn you were the one, but I must have been mistaken. Did God say that? No, of course not. Listen, watch this. When God calls you, and he calls all of us, to something. When God calls you, he gives you at that moment everything you need to do everything that he wants you to do. Now, it may continue to be a work in progress, but at the moment God called me to preach, he gave me everything I needed to do everything that God wanted me to do. Even though I stood with my hands in my pockets and said, a lot, right? A work in progress. At that moment, when God calls you, he gives you everything you need to do everything that he wants you to do. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Amen? Without sounding arrogant or cocky, let me just profess before you this morning that I am God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus to do the good things that he prepared for me to do long ago. He has gifted me to do a couple of things really well, and I believe with all my heart that I'm operating within those gifts and graces. But we have to be careful that we don't get masterpiece envy. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't know if any of you have recognized or not, but if you sit over in this area, you recognize that I'm not a good singer. I don't sing well. Like, I can't even carry a tune in a big old bucket. Okay? You're like, what? The jury is still out whether or not I'm in the camp of making a joyful noise. Okay? I don't even know if I qualify for that. Like, I don't sing, right? I do. And when I'm all alone, man, I sound just like some of these greats. Like, I do. Art, I don't get it. I'm partially colorblind, and I am seriously on the struggle bus to draw a stick person. I mean, I just don't get it. Colors and painting, like, I don't get it. But here's the newsflash. God didn't call me to be a singer. God didn't call me to be an artist. And when I stop focusing on all the things that I haven't been gifted with, then I can see very clearly the things he has gifted me with. Does that make sense? We got to be sure we can recognize. That's why it's important. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. You are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus to do the good things he has prepared for you long ago. And when he calls you as his masterpiece, you have everything you need to do everything he wants you to do. Okay? We were created for God's purpose, and you have everything you need to do everything God wants you to do. So number one, as God's masterpiece, we were created for the master's purpose. As God's masterpiece, we have everything we need to do everything God wants us to do. And number three, as God's masterpiece, God uses everything in your life to bring about his purposes. He is the potter. We are the clay. He continues to mold and make us and shape us more and more into the image of his precious son, Jesus. That's what he does. He makes us into masterpiece for our good and his glory. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." And we know, right? We know that God uses all things. Does he use things that are good? Hello? Does he use things that are bad? Does he use things that really excite us? Does he use things that we wished weren't happening? And we know that God uses all things. And we know that all things work together for good for everybody on the planet. Is that what it says? No, it doesn't. No, honestly, it says, and we know that God works all things for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Some of you right now, you may be going through some difficult times. Painful, yes. Don't understand them, yes. Wish they were different, yes. But understand this, if you are in Christ, if you love him, if you're living for his higher purpose, if you're living for his purpose, he works all things for our good and his glory. Church, ladies and gentlemen, we have to get to the point. We need to get to the point where we understand who he is. Like when we're singing that third song, honestly, like one day, like you won't be able to handle it. You can try, but one day you'll fall on your knees and we'll worship him. And then we'll worship him some more. And we'll worship him some more. He is worthy of all of our worship. He's worthy of nothing less than our very, very best. And we need to understand who he is and what he has done for us. And we need to get to the place where we understand who we are in him. Recognizing our true identity. Because when we know who we are, we'll know what it is we're supposed to be doing with our lives. He has called you. He has gifted you. He has given you everything you need. He's going to use it all, the good, bad, and the ugly, to bring about his purpose. Listen, we need to recognize that stuff. We need to fall in love with the Word of God. We need to spend time in here and keep reading about who he is and what he has done and who we are in him. Because the truth of the matter is, you are not who the world says you are. You are not who other people say you are. You are not who the devil says you are. You are who God says you are. And he says you are pretty incredibly amazing. He says you are blessed coming in and blessed going out. He says you are more than conquerors. He says you are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of your testimony. He says he has plans to bless you and prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. He says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He says you are forgiven, redeemed, restored, blessed, royalty. Forgiven. Seated in heavenly places. And you are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus to do the good things that he created for us to do long ago.